This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We always like to bring a bunch of different voices into this show. Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, what have you, independent, libertarian. And I met Dan Coe when he was the chief of staff for Mayor Marty Walsh in the city of Boston. He ran a valiant run for Congress, worked in the Biden administration, really good human being. You might not agree with what he says, but he's a good man. And then welcoming here, his new endeavor is the People's Cabinet podcast. And the original reason I reached out to Dan was that he had Chris Murphy on a couple of weeks ago. And I want to talk about Murphy because he is our junior senator and ambitious. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Brian, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on. I'm curious, you know, you've always been a proud Democrat and you're not afraid to voice your feelings. But, you know, to transition to I won't say punditry, but like, listen, it's more of opinion-based stuff than maybe you're used to. It has that been difficult or has it been easy?
Somewhat liberating, to be honest with you. When you're a part of an administration, understandably so, it's important that you're working on the team. And I was not the leader of that team. President Biden was the leader of that team. Democrats right now are in the wilderness. I'm respectfully not afraid to hold my own party accountable. So I enjoy it. It's not an easy thing. And obviously people who have done this for a living for a very long time, I respect the fact that they are. But, it's good to get out there.
Yeah, I can sense how it could be liberating when there's probably a lot of times you want to say something, but you really need to stay in line. And, you know, as it relates to Murphy, you talk about the wilderness of the Democratic Party. And again, I'm unaffiliated. I vote split tickets all the time. I do see a lot of issues and challenges, and I'm not sure what it's going to look like on the other side. And it seems to me, you know, Chris Murphy has ambitions. I don't know if he wants to run for the White House or not, but clearly he's tried to carve out a niche as one of the strongest voices pushing back against President Trump. And, you know, I haven't found that it's gained a ton of traction nationally. He spends a lot of time trying to do it, but you might disagree because you're out there more. I'm just curious, you know, specifically, do you think he's trying to test the waters for 28? And do you think he's viable?
I think it's hard to know, but what I do know is that I think all Democrats and all elected officials, to be honest with you, but I will just speak for my party, have a responsibility to use the platform that the people elected them to amplify the message that they feel is important, as well as for the, in the case of Senator Murphy, state they represent. And I will tell people listening here, you know, some people I interview have, you know, a following of 10,000 or so. Others have a lot more. Senator Murphy has 1.5 million people who follow him on X, you know, several hundreds of thousands on Instagram, et cetera. We should not only count the value of your elected official based on their following, but if you actually look at some of the content he puts out, I think he's trying to make clear what his opinions are in this time in which, you know, he obviously disagrees highly with Donald Trump. I think it's really important, regardless of where you stand in the political spectrum, to make clear to your constituents where you stand. And I think there are too many people that, candidly, I think this is what turns so many people off about politics. There are too many people who are ducking reporters, ducking debate, all that stuff, because they're afraid of getting caught in some, you know, tough question. But if you're elected, it's your job to answer the tough questions. If you're elected, it's your job to show up in places that are not always friendly. And so I give Senator Murphy credit for that. I give Republican elected officials who do the same credit for that. You need to face your constituents, good or bad.
I just feel we're talking with Dan Coe, and again, his podcast is The People's Cabinet. He just recently had, I think, Chris Coons on, the Democratic senator from Delaware, who's been around a while, talented politician. But I would say, like, when you say words like authoritarian or narcissist, I feel like the average person just shuts it off. And like, my criticism of the Democratic Party is I think they're loudly pushing back on what they don't like about the White House, but they're not giving like a lot of viable alternatives, right? You know, and
yeah.
And then that's the problem I have is that give me some, like Republicans get dominated in the state of Connecticut. But what I really respect about the Republicans in Connecticut is that they're not just saying what they don't like about what the Democrats are shoving down their throats. They are saying, well, we would like to do this. And to me, it creates a debate because they have an alternative proposal. And I don't see that enough on the Democratic side right now nationally.
Well, a couple of things. First, I'll speaking for myself, I try really hard not to delve into personal attacks or hyperbole on my podcast and just in general. I agree with you. I think, look, statistically, this is an objective fact. The majority of Americans are tuned out to politics and don't participate in the process of voting or what have you. I think in large part because they think both sides are not doing their jobs and they're turned off by the whole thing. And I get that. So I think Democrats, you know, making fun of physical appearances of elected officials and stuff is just not the way to go. I think it's a race to the bottom that will just cause our democracy to be hurt even further. But I also think that, you know, it's really important to call out what you see as you know, misinformation or not the right intentions. And I did that yesterday on my podcast around this mail-in voting thing. Studies have shown, and there's multiple studies on this, people can check me on the facts here, that you are more likely to get struck by lightning than to commit voter fraud. That is an objective fact based on all of the data, right? And so the notion that this mail-in ballot thing is to protect democracy from Donald Trump is just not true. And so I try to, using the data, and I present it to people, and they can draw their own conclusions. You know, the things I disagree with, I don't just yell and scream. I actually present studies. I present information candidly, not just for me, but just in general. I think we need more facts and data and not as much hyperbole. I think that's where people can be swayed and not through just calling people names.
Well, and there's a couple things here. I've always been a little bit uncomfortable with it just because I want to make sure that things are verified. You know, whether it's the signature matching and all this stuff, I don't accused of widespread fraud. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with it. But to me, the issue that I'm learning when I'm reading today is like, remember when it comes to education, the White House says, well, it should be up to the states. But here, right, it shouldn't be up to the states. I mean, if he's going to be someone who champions states' rights, this is a hard one to swallow.
Yeah, and I want to be very clear. What I'm about to say, I think you could make genuine cases of Democrats doing the same in other things. But it is true that by a significant margin in 2020, Biden voters were more likely to do mail-in ballots than Trump voters. And that is the real motive for Donald Trump in this. He knows that if he can suppress mail-in ballots, that will favor him in the midterms and what have you, right? So that's the real motive. And again, I want to be very clear. I am not here to say that Democrats don't do the same things in certain other cases that are convenient for them. But, you know, the notion that this is about protecting voter integrity and he's some kind of hero on this just belies the facts.
You know, and I think what's happening in Texas with the redistricting, I mean, the president wants to lengthen the power and leverage of his term and not be a lame duck.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Soon as he could be, if like the house flips and other things. This right. is a macro question. We only have a minute. We're talking with Dan Cohen again. The podcast is The People's Cabinet, and it's just at Dan K on Twitter. I still refuse to say X. But are you worried? Like, I'm worried about precedent. Every you know, the president has realized how much he can leverage executive power, and this could change because Democrats might. You know, when they get the White House back at some point, they might use some of the same levers to do what they want.
I worry about the example that I always do, but especially now, I worry about the example our elected officials are setting for the country and that as well. You know, the one glimmer of hope here is that if you look at what Gavin Newsom is proposing, he is proposing that it reverts back to an independent commission, not elected officials, to decide the redistricting come 2030 in the new census. I think that all elected officials need to be thoughtful about precedent because, to your point, it will be a Democratic administration at some point in the future, and any move that you're making now creates a pathway on either side. And again, I think to your larger point, Americans are just feeling so disaffected by politics, and every time they perceive the system to be continuing to cheat, I think they become more and more disaffected. Yeah.
Great job, Dan. I'm glad things are going well and you're getting really important guests, and we'd love to continue the conversation down the road.
Thanks, Brian.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.